I seek refuge in Allah from Satan, the expelled from his mercy. A supplicant asked for a punishment bound to happen. To the disbelievers, of it there is no preventer. It is from Allah, owner of the ways of ascent. The angels and the spirit will ascend to him during a day the extent of which is 50,000 years. So be patient with gracious patience. Indeed, they see it as distant, but we see it as near. On the day, the sky will be like murky oil, and the mountains will be like wool, and no friend will ask anything of a friend. They will be shown each other. The criminal will wish that he could be ransomed from the punishment of that day by his children, and his wife and his brother, and his nearest kindred who shelter him, and whoever is on the earth entirely, so then it could save him. No, indeed it is the flame of hell, a remover of exteriors. It invites he who turned his back on truth and went away from obedience, and collected wealth and hoarded. Indeed, mankind was created anxious, when evil touches him, impatient, and when good touches him, withholding of it. Except the observers of prayer, those who are constant in their prayer, and those within whose wealth is a known right, for the petitioner and the deprived, and those who believe in the day of recompense, and those who are fearful of the punishment of their Lord. Indeed, the punishment of their Lord is not that from which one is safe. And those who guard their private parts, except from their wives or those their right hands possess, for indeed they are not to be blamed. But whoever seeks beyond that, then they are the transgressors. And those who are to their trusts and promises attentive, and those who are in their testimonies upright, and those who carefully maintain their prayer, they will be in gardens, honored. So what is the matter with those who disbelieve, hastening from before you, O Muhammad, to sit on your right and your left in separate groups? Does every person among them aspire to enter a garden of pleasure? No, indeed, we have created them from that which they know. So I swear by the Lord of all risings and settings that indeed we are able to replace them with better than them, and we are not to be outdone. So leave them to converse vainly and amuse themselves until they meet their day which they are promised. The day they will emerge from the graves rapidly, as if they were, toward an erected idol, hastening. Their eyes humbled, humiliation will cover them. That is the day which they had been promised.